It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Right in the middle of an Awkward Tuesday phone call. You know, most of the time we help our audience out by doing Awkward Tuesday phone calls or second dates, things like that, that aren't really that personal. And this is one instance where I'd like to offer Natalie, who's on the phone right now for an Awkward Tuesday phone call, I'd like to offer her my services.
Oh, God. No.
I would gladly come to your wedding on your wedding day and do the job for you that you want done, Natalie, free of charge, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
Well, that is very magnanimous of you, and I'm going to have to respectfully decline.
Yeah,
you
thank
sure?
you. That's the best idea you've had so far.
If you're just tuning in, Natalie is about to call her fiancé because she decided that she wants to have some photos taken of them on the wedding night. Not at the reception, after the wedding night, you know, when you make everything official.
Mm-hmm.
Because she saw the idea on Facebook, thought it was a good idea, but she's not sure how he's going to react. Natalie, are you ready to call him?
Well, are you giving me advice?
I don't know, because I'm trying to think of a good way to pose this to him.
I feel like if someone propositioned me, the first thing that would come to my head is all my insecurities about my body.
Right.
So I think before you actually pose the question, you really need to hype him up and make him feel like he is the hottest man alive.
He does look really good now because we've both been working out.
Yeah. Right. And it's something that you always want to remember as his bride, how hot your man was the night that you guys got married.
Okay.
I didn't ask you before. Are you going to share these pictures with other people?
Oh, God. I hope not.
No.
Because you might be thinking that you like want to put them on display for people.
Oh, yeah. Make them into thank you cards for all your wedding gifts.
No. Christmas cards.
Yeah. Let him know
not
that it's just
on display at all. I mean, between us, just like, maybe if I'm having a glass of wine with my sister, but nobody else.
Do not say that.
Don't
do
tell
not
him.
Say that. And your sister does not want to see that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Even if you're planning on doing that, don't tell him the sister part. Just tell him that you want to keep it for you guys.
No, yes.
Okay.
I would not tell
him. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Oh, hey, what's going on? This is a weird number.
Oh, yeah, my phone died, so I'm using Melody's phone.
Okay, all right, well, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Well,
good, it's a little pleasant surprise.
Well, I missed you.
I missed you too, babe.
Cool. Baby, do you have a minute?
Yeah. I always have time for you.
I love you so much. About the wedding.
Yeah? The caterer? I already took care of it. I paid him this morning. In case that was on your, to-do list. Don't worry about that.
Oh, good. No, this is a new thing.
We're, 30 days away. What do you mean?
I know. Just listen. So, how would you feel if we hired the photographer for a few extra hours at the end of the night?
We already hired him for all the way to midnight. You think the party's going to go longer than that?
No. I'm not talking at the party. I'm talking after the party.
So you want to take some more photos afterward?
Yeah.
Are we going to be, looking, worn down? It's a pretty long day.
Baby, I don't think you're quite understanding what I mean, and I'm sorry, I'm not doing a good job of expressing it, but just think about it. Our first time being intimate together as man and wife, I feel is such a special, special thing that I really would love it to be recorded in photos.
Wait, are you, saying, in the bedroom?
Yeah.
You can't be serious. This is not a real thing. You want a photographer in the room taking pictures of me giving you Lil Craig?
Yes.
You're crazy.
I saw a post on Facebook about it, and more people are doing
this. Oh, again with the Facebook.
But seriously.
No, there is absolutely no way. This is our private time. I don't need someone else in the room.
But I talked to him about it already. He's open to the idea.
Wait, you actually asked Alan about this already?
Yeah.
And he agreed? He said yes?
He said yes. It's going to be very artistic, and it'll be, we'll put it all in an album just for us.
No, in an album? No, this is so uncomfortable. Like, I can't imagine trying to do that with, like, a stranger in the room. I don't know, Alan.
But don't think of him as a stranger. I mean, it's better that way. He's a professional. He would purely be just capturing the images.
What if I get camera shy?
Oh, come on. You won't.
Babe, this is just, like, I don't even understand, like, what you're really asking me to do. This is just too much. I can't even process, like, what you're requesting of me right now. This is so weird.
It's just really important to me. I know it sounds weird, but please, 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 please consider.
Oh, my God. I just, like I said, I can't get over this whole stranger thing. I mean, maybe if it was, like, someone we knew.
What do you mean somebody you know?
Remember my cousin Richie? He's a photographer. At least I grew up with him.
Oh, Richie, who was in jail. That's who we're talking about?
I mean, yeah, he's, you know, rehabilitated now. He took photography classes. You'd be amazed at the things that they offer them now. It could be a win-win for all of us.
Awkward. Oh, my God.
A win-win to have your cousin take pictures of you?
Oh, my God, how this got stranger. Doesn't
make much sense to me.
Who are all these people?
Craig, what's up, man? How are you?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I was just talking to my fiance.
Yeah, I know. We were listening to that whole conversation.
What is going on?
Craig, we do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
So this isn't real? I don't need to do a photographer?
No, it's real.
Natalie, your fiance, definitely wants to take pictures when you guys are being intimate with each other. But she called us because we do this segment on our show where if you have some sort of a tough conversation, you can ask us advice on how to handle it as long as you make that phone call on the air with us.
She picked you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
yeah.
You jokesters laughing in the background.
That's I mean, we weren't laughing too much until you brought your cousin into the whole situation. And then, I mean, come on, as an outsider's perspective, that's a little funny.
Yeah, I mean, that is a laughable idea.
Craig, you'd really be more comfortable with your cousin?
Well, I don't want a stranger taking pictures of me, of my butt and stuff.
So you want your cousin to do it?
I mean, it makes sense. Your cousin's seen you naked before. Yeah. He knows what you're working with.
But he's never seen you, like, have intimate time, hopefully.
Or has he?
He hasn't.
Okay.
At least I don't think he has.
So, Natalie, that wouldn't be, like, somewhere you can meet him in the middle? Like, you really want the photos? The cousin can take the photos.
No, I want this to be with our professional photographer who's removed from the whole thing. He's just in a professional role there.
I don't know anyone that has seen more of these kind of photos than Richie. So I'm sure he knows the angle.
That's probably a good point. And you said Richie was locked up for a while. He's definitely seen some things.
That is a valid point, Craig.
Everything you're asking. You want black and white? He can put a filter on it.
Oh, my God.
I bet you'd be able to keep his cool in that situation, too, you know, because stay focused, eye on the prize type thing.
Plus, I mean, I bet he'd be really honored if you offered him this type of role in the wedding.
Yeah, see? Come on, babe. Give Richie a chance.
I don't even know what to say right now.
I think it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a lose-lose because he's a loser, okay? I don't want to do that with him.
Natalie, can I ask you a question? Do you really want photos to remember the night of your wedding, or do you just want photos of you naked because you're looking rockin' hot right now, which is also fine?
I really want it to be something that we both share together, and we're both looking rockin' hot.
But I feel like he's trying to compromise with you, and you're not doing that for him.
Compromise is not having Richie take photos of us. We can hire Richie for something else. We can hire him when we have our first child. We can hire him to take pictures at the birthday party.
Oh, he could do the birth.
Yeah.
Oh!
Take pictures of that.
Richie's got the exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Richie's tight in that family.
My point is, I just want a professional for this. We'll hire Richie some other time, okay?
Does it mean that much to you?
It does. It really does.
You know, if you really want to do this, I'd be willing to sit down and talk to the photographer and see what his whole plan would be. If it really means that much to you.
You're the best. It does. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to need to do a lot more sit-ups to get ready.
It's a good idea, though. You guys sit down with the photographer, have a few drinks, and who knows where the evening leads. You know?